Oh. James Marsden.
Okay, people who are watching on video, if there are any, I don't know because I didn't check. But if you are, we're going to go off video now. So,
why do you sound fake when you say that?
Why do you just fake?
Like, okay, people, I'm going to tell you right now, people. I'm going to turn off the video.
People who are watching the video in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, that's next weekend, the Disney race. I know you've never been to the starting line of a Disney race, but Carissa does that. She's like, in 3, 2, 1, and then the fireworks go off. That's how they start each wave. The quite a few things here on the old Trello.
Looking, we don't have a lane for after show. You just in those potential show topics. Is that what you do?
Yeah, we should probably do that. Oh, wait, it's not the Big Fatty. Does anyone know the LFC's website? It's something stupid. It's like thelfc.online. Is that online? Yes, it is.
Online.
It is the LFC, which, by the way, looks like the elf. Anyway,
it's Delfka.
Thelfc.online.
It's Delfka.
Recent podcast. Let's see if I can get to a listing of their podcast. Secret. No, it's not that one. Is it? It was before the holidays. Bader has been busy. You were not invited. I think it was Old Coal Miners Week. Let me see if I can pop into it here.
And now let's go. Let's go. We're down here.
Steak on Friday. It was Old Coal Miners.
Yes,
week.
It is.
This and, one. Y'all, honestly, other than, and so on, appreciate it. But yeah, needless to say, I just, for chaos,
yes.
Currently,
73 degrees.
Mice. But, y'all, I got to avoid all. Y'all, Big Fatty, beverage, no beverage. No, Big Fatty, you know, I really, for her, y'all,
I feel like it was.
The first payment's not due for a few more weeks.
Hey, there's a free pen.
I feel like it was sooner in the show, but it was.
But the problem is,
here's the problem. Here's the problem. I hear these things when I'm running, and then I forget to mark them down. Is like, was it even earlier though?
Fat Acre, y'all. As I pulled into the neighborhood, the buses were unloading the children for Lawaka. You had to turn away, and then, but y'all, police were. Y'all, it was lovely. It was lovely, but y'all, I was starving when I got
day.
Something like aluminium. So y'all, terrifying. I mean, they were bright orange.
Is it this
my
one?
Chances of getting turned to bakery. And y'all, I came out of death to come home, Lauren. And so terrified. About 7:30. Well, about Saturday morning.
I was people who've just tuned in think that. Think that this is the Pride 48 stream and it's like skipping or something. They're like, what is this?
I don't know. Someone help me out. Adam, our level 13 episodes.
We don't have a producer anymore because you pissed him off.
I know. Our level 13 episodes are now frighteningly close to the real episodes. This after show is going to come out this Friday. It's like that's how we're gone. We have no buffer left, Adam. No, that's not true. Last week's after show will come out this Friday. This one's
Do you think he's like, you know, now I don't have a producer job on Mix Minus. I'm going to go over to Feast of Fun and produce for them.
Oh God.
Because they don't kick me out, you know, or something like that. So now Feast of Fun has Cyclone as their producer.
Could be. The stream was behaving kind of oddly when I'd switch, but it could be a setting on my phone. Oh, I was playing those episodes of Big Fat. I was trying to find the point. Anyway, what I was trying to ask, someone help me out. If there was an episode of Little Fatty Cast where you could hear Big Fatty going through boxes and stuff while Larry Vitter was telling a story. It was hilarious. It was hilarious. Also, I feel like I should start a weekly podcast just called Corrections and just like correct other podcasts. Also, I feel like I should start a weekly podcast.
What's going on? Why am I hearing myself back?
It sounds fine to me. I was just playing the stream.
Oh, okay. No, I feel like I should probably, I had to correct Kat. I know a lot of these podcasters, so I text them to correct them. So, you know, like Joe Batance, Kathy Bacon, Big Fatty. I usually text them to let them know the problems that they made. If anyone listened to the little fatty cast last week, I just wanted to let you know that Benjamin Franklin is on the $100 bill, not Grant, as Big Fatty said. And Hanukkah starts on Christmas Day, which is when
I didn't realize Hanukkah was spelled with a C-H-U-G-P-L. I didn't realize there were so many letters at the beginning of that.
Let's put a pin in it and we'll come back to it in just a second. But Hanukkah started on 12/25, which is when the 8 nights of candles begins. Because they were talking about, oh, it's the second night of Hanukkah and it ends on the 25th. I'm like, no, Hanukkah starts on the 25th. It moves every year because it's lunar. But this year it happened to coincide with Christmas. Anyway, just, you know, helpful little connections like that. Here's the thing, Adam, about the Hanukkah. It's funny that you say that because I play the New York Times games every morning. And one of the games that I play is Strands, which is like a word search. And the word that I just couldn't get on it was Hanukkah because they spelled it with two N's and I double and triple checked it. No one spells it with two N's. Like there's no spelling anywhere with two N's. And so I asked the ever present, Lord AI, what is the correct way to spell Hanukkah? And it basically said, Hanukkah is a Hebrew word, and there's actually no official English way to spell it. Like it is spelled in Hebrew, and we have kind of looked at those and gone, oh, that's an H, and like we kind of phonetically have spelled it. And the Hanukkah comes the C in front of the Hanukkah because some people with thick accents will say like Hanukkah because it's Hebrew. And
Hanukkah.
So that's why. But I just thought it was interesting. Another one of those interesting facts that there actually is no official way to spell Hanukkah in English. There is only an official way to spell it in Hebrew. So the more you know. Oh, you're going for it. You're going for it. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Let's see. What was that? Oh, that wasn't even one of our things that we threw over on the other side. Oh, fatty noise.
Yeah.
That was one of the things that we had over there.
So the other thing I was going to say, anyone listening in live or in the recorded that has not seen Lost.
Yeah. 20 years ago.
20 years ago. Yeah. I'm going to spoil it to smithereens right now. So
if you haven't seen a show that was put out 20 years ago and there have been hundreds of thousands of articles written about it over the decades. Yes, you are going to be spoiled.
I enjoyed it. Okay. I really liked it. I thought it was good.
Okay.
I think it's a little... I know that with television, you have to suspend disbelief anyway.
Yes.
But like the whole dude goes into the light and that turns him into a smoke monster. But all of a sudden, other dude goes into the light and nothing happens to him.
It has to do with what's in your heart, Adam. It's a mystical other island. Dude,
and then they're like, oh, I'm going to go in and pull the plug out of there. Yeah. And it's like, but wait, I'm going to go put the plug back in. Okay, that. Then...
It's a mystical island.
But, okay, great. But then you get to the end of the last episode.
Did the last episode.
They're all dead.
That is true.
Which is what I said. They're all dead. But here is the question that you don't know the answer to.
I do.
You don't?
I do.
Because
I absolutely do.
Because a lot of people have different theories about this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Although you're going to say, well, the producers said the ship, mm-hmm. the fact that they showed the wreckage after the closing credits was, but you don't know. I don't know. Did they die in the crash?
No.
Or did they die at some point?
They died at some point.
when did they die? Because
what
there are because
where what there, did, what service is Lost on?
It's on Netflix. But because we were, they died most, not every, first of all, not every one of them died on camera.
Nope. They lost. That's absolutely correct. They,
not the, every one of them died.
Can I, before you go any further,
Kate never died on camera.
She did not. Can I,
but she was dead in the closing scene. So are they saying, oh, they went on and lived happily ever after.
Can I, here's the thing. It is answered literally in the show. I'm going to play you a clip. And I'm trying to find the spot here. And I'm going to play you the clip. And then we can just be like, okay. So here we go. You ready? This is Jack talking to his dad.
I don't understand.
Yes, I did.
Then how are you here right now?
The noise removal, the gate you've got here on is like super gatey.
Well, I thought I had original sound off. I mean, I thought I had original sound on. There shouldn't be any noise.
Well, the mixer itself, I think you have a gate on.
Oh, do I just need to make it louder? Okay, I can make it louder. Hold on.
It's just the in between.
Yeah, yeah, it is silent in there. All right, here we go. This is important. It is a very important soliloquy.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it.
No, you did.
I died too.
I did.
Here, see what he just said? I died too.
Of course.
That's Jack. Now listen to the explanation.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay, son. I love you too, son. Are you real?
I sure hope so. Yeah, I'm real. You're real. Everything that's ever happened to you is real.
Everything that's ever happened to you is real. Let me skip back. You ready?
Sure hope so. Yeah, I'm real. You're real. Everything that's ever happened to you is real. All those people in the church, they're all real too.
They're all dead.
Everyone dies sometime, kiddo. Some of them before you, some long after you.
But why are they all here now?
Well, there is no now here.
Where are we, Dad?
This is a place that you all made together so that you could find one another. The most important part of your life was the time that you spent with these people.
Okay, and then it goes on to say, like, you can all leave together. But let me finish before you interrupt. Two important things that he said. Number one, there is no now here.
The second thing is
that this is a place that you guys built. This is a pocket universe that they made, they made for each other so that they would, so they all people, all everyone there has died, but some of them died earlier. Some of them died later. It doesn't matter how they died. They built this little scenario for them all to go to so that they could rediscover each other so that they could all move on to the next phase together. So this is a thing that's outside of time.
And that is totally unrelated to the island.
Correct. This is absolutely correct.
The island is a mystical island, yes. And this is just, yes. Oh, you died. This is, we're going to heaven or whatever.
Correct. This is like the waiting, or this is limbo. Purgatory. Or whatever. Yes. And they
this
have.
This is the waiting room.
Yes. Yes. And they have. Yep.
They need the lady from Touched by an Angel.
Right. But it's so annoying to me.
It was the other show.
I don't know what you're getting at. The lady that did, what was her function?
No, was it Highway to Heaven?
I don't
know. What was the show where the guy led them to heaven? They went into the light. At the end of the episode, they went into the light.
Yeah, that's Highway to Heaven or something like that.
They opened, the door opened and it was a bright light and they went to the next whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm saying they needed the whoever it was that would help people to the other side. Ghost Whisperer, I think, also did that as well. She helped ghosts go to the
other side. But here's the thing. Is they actually wrote this. Like, this is in the final episode. The entire explanation is done in this scene. And I know, I understand that, you know, a lot of stuff was going on before that. And it seems like it's a really down thing. But it's literally the answer to everything that people had a question about. I'm not, I don't have to speculate at all. It's right there in the episode. But explain what this is and where it's at.
But I think what people speculate about is, were they also dead on the island, like the whole time?
No, he even said.
Did they die in the crash?
Everything that happened to you was real. Yes, you're real. Everything that happened to you, real. All those people in the other room, they're all real too. And they're all, and oh, so they're all dead? Yes, some of them before you, some of them long after you. And he's like, so where are we now? He's like, there is no now here.
What were the flashes in season 6? Because I thought those were things that had not happened.
Yes, that was the construct that they built together. They built this imaginary world where...
Okay, so that was all construct.
Yes.
That was all... Yes, right. Okay, so that those did not really happen.
No, none of those things...
Well, not in life.
Right, none of those things actually happened.
So Charlie going to do the concert or getting like all that. Okay.
Nope. None of that ever happened.
Well, anyway, we enjoyed it. We enjoyed it, but we had some open questions. Because I still don't know. Like, when did Kate die? We don't know.
You don't.
Because we never saw her die.
Right. So because she might have died long after.
She just, you know.
And whatever. And honestly, a lot of the things that people had a problem with in Lost, they didn't explain the smoke monster or whatever. I'm like, it's a mystical island that travels through time. I mean, a smoke monster, if you're buying that, then it's like a smoke monster isn't that big of a deal. It's like, okay, it's they say it's part of the security system. It's a smoke monster. Okay. I guess
so. We don't even know. We don't even know if they made it back the second time.
We don't. We actually don't.
Because
we don't.
They ended...
Yeah.
Without us knowing if they were ever,
Correct.
So we don't even know because they could have made it back and Kate could have had a full rest of her life in Australia or LA or wherever. And we don't know. Like, they didn't tell us.
Well, Jack dying in the bamboo was real. Like, so him dying in the bamboo, which was the last thing before he.
Didn't actually see him die. I mean, he was stabbed, but we didn't like see. You know, like
they zoomed in on him and he was, you know, that was the one thing they did know. The opening shot of the show was going to be the closing shot of the show. So it's like Jack laying dead on the beach or laying there on the beach. That was a,
I didn't realize that was the same.
Yeah.
That guy looks so old now that played Jack.
Yeah. But
I know people age, but I just feel like he has really aged, you know? In Hawaii, in Hollywood, they don't always age.
He had a gray beard in Lost.
He has.
It's like his beard was gray in Lost.
His face is saggy.
Yeah. Maybe he's on Ozempic. Maybe he's on Ozempic.
I don't know. But anyway, we finished it. We're done. It's all done.
It's all done.
We finished Shrinking season 2.
Oh, that's on Apple TV Plus, which, by the way, is free this weekend.
Enjoyed that.
For any of you who don't have Apple TV Plus.
Oh, Apple TV Plus is free this weekend?
We literally started the show that way. Of course, no one will hear that. Only the people listening to us live will benefit from me telling
you. I should... this mixer allows you to record things.
Yeah.
Directly into the mixer.
Correct. I did that with this clip.
Talk about little boy pot pie.
That was recorded off of... you go into the sound pad that you want to edit, And then you just hit record, and then it, you basically whatever comes across your mixer. So if I'm talking, it's going to be on your recording, unless you mute my channel. If you mute my channel, it's Walnut Hills. Okay, now then you should be able to edit it and
I can trim.
Remember, I actually did the.
Talk about Little Boy Pot Pie.
I did that while we were recording a show. So not only can it record the sound pad, but they can also record it while you're doing an SD card recording.
Well, the edit didn't.
I would do a hard fade on the end of that so that it doesn't clip like that.
Edit didn't take. How do you?
It's you use your wheel. You use your wheel. So you have to touch the point that you want and then use your wheel to move
I did that, but it didn't take.
Oh, there must be a up at the top in the right. Is there a green check mark? I remember it was a shitty UI, but I'm not looking at it right now, so I don't know. Taffy talks at 1.5 fatty.
I can do that later.
Okay.
But it worked. I've got it. So now, anytime you say anything insightful.
Which is, let's be honest, all the time.
I mean, all the time.
Constantly.
All the
constantly.
Time. So there's our lost topic taken care of.
Constantly. Yeah, we're going to talk about blue sky, but I kind of have to tinkle. And if you have something to regale Tom and Terry, well, just Tom, because Terry's asleep.
Terry went to bed, like, at the beginning of the show.
Gary went to bed, like, hours ago, but you said Terry or Gary?
Terry was going to bed as Tom joined.
Lamont Cranston is still awake, last we heard. But we don't know. He could be also asleep. He could also be. Lamont, if you're asleep, you're dreaming. You're dreaming, so it's okay. You can, you don't have to worry about whatever's happening there. You're asleep, but you're dreaming. We're helping our listeners to lucid dream.
I'm still editing the sound effect. It just kind of cuts off. I'm going to have to work on that fade. Also, I don't like where I put it on the soundboard. I'm going to have to move it. I wonder if I can do that. I procrastinated, did nothing. Monday is going to be an absolute nightmare. But I am going into the office, so at least I'll be, you know, at a desk with other people working around me. So maybe that'll motivate me to do something. I know, Kathy, I need to start applying for other jobs. But I want to have a portfolio to, like, show, because there's not much development I've done actually for money. You know what I'm saying? I know all the lingo, and I was a test automation engineer for, they probably won't, but yeah, I am. I mean, it is my goal for early 2025 to start applying. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do it. But anyway, I procrastinated so much that I'm going to have so much to do because we're starting planning. And I have zero epics written for Q1. I have nothing. And so I'm going to have to throw some shit together last minute. But it's in my head. It's just that I really suck at getting everything on paper. And so I wait till the last minute. I'm thinking about it all the time. I'm streamlining it. It's all in my head. It's just getting it documented. And we have to document things in 500 million places.
What's in your head?
There's like I'm saying planning starts next week for Q1. And that's like my main job as a product manager is to have epics and have work for the developers to do.
I can fill up this local landfill with all the shit that comes from a baby bell. Like literally every baby bell like generates this much garbage, but you're so good. They're just so good at it.
Baby Bell, I think I enjoy a Baby Bell cheese.
Baby Bell cheese, it's very good.
I really like the Laughing Cow ones though. They come out in little pie square, wedges. You know what I'm talking about?
I do. I've never had them.
I like those, and they're very soft, so you can spread them on a piece of celery. I was gonna say a cracker, but I mean, you wouldn't be spreading them on a cracker.
Cracker made out of Parmesan cheese.
Well, you could do that. You could spread some cheese on some cheese. You could spread it on a leaf of lettuce. And actually, we had a keto. Well, other than the lumpia, we had a fairly keto-friendly meal because the lettuce wraps is basically meat and lettuce. Now, I think the hoisin sauce has sugar in it, so probably that's not keto. But we didn't have bread. I mean, we didn't have any sort of, you know, it was lettuce wraps.
But Kathy Marshall, so Kathy Marshall says, when you say Baby Bell, I think telephone. So Baby Bell, the cheese only has one L. So
70 instead of 75.
No, it's in the 40s outside right now. It's actually 48. But I was worried about it because we're going out on the lake with Rodan and Darwin and Taffy and Taylor and Babalu and Tank. But we're going out on Sunday and I was just like, oh shit. You know, when you're out on the lake and you got a wind, it's cold.
Right now
at night,
it's 35 degrees.
But fortunately it's warming up by Sunday. So it'll only be in the 50s while we're out on the boat.
The low on Sunday.
Yeah.
Is 17.
Yeah.
And it may snow.
All right. Now keep in mind, I live in Florida, Adam.
And the low on Tuesday, Daniel.
Yeah.
Is 13 degrees.
So I live in Florida and we do have 3 days coming up in the next week where the lows are in the 30s. So it was like that is very cold for Florida.
Yeah. I know. It stays cold in this house. You'd be cold in here because
I was cold. I was there in August and I was cold. So I can't imagine in the winter.
But I turn the fireplace on a lot.
Actually, when I visited you at Christmas, you were always very reluctant to turn on the fireplace.
Well, because it wasn't very cold, I think, when you were
here. It was freezing cold. I wanted to turn on the fireplace.
Why was I reluctant to turn on the fireplace?
Because you didn't think it was cold enough or whatever. I mean, it's like...
No, I think it was because it was 2 years ago. Okay, here's the problem. No problem turning on the fireplace. Like, I don't mind paying for the gas. I don't think it's too hot. I like standing by a fire. My only problem with it is because it's high up, and for whatever reason, there's no blower on it that blows the hot air forward. And so if you stand in front of it, you get like no heat at all. You have to stand on the mantle, which is, but on the, what's that called? The concrete little ledge there.
You know, they sell screens that have fans in them. So the screen blows.
Anyway, but standing there is hard to keep your balance.
Hearth.
Because the mantle.
Tim in Alaska says hearth.
The hearth. Yes, the hearth. But the hearth doesn't go forward very far. So you're standing on the edge of the hearth and the mantle is behind your back and you can't scoot far enough back. And so you're on your tiptoes on the, anyway, it's not, but that's the only way you can feel the heat. Anyway, the reason that we weren't turning it on back then is because the pilot light is a bitch to light.
Okay.
It is so, and so now what we've started doing is the first time we light it at the beginning of a season, we just leave the pilot light on.
Yeah.
So now all I have to do is go flip the switch. But used to, we would, every time we would turn the fire off, we would also turn the pilot light off and close off the gas. I was paranoid about like gas leaking into the house and stuff. But now we just leave the pilot running all winter. And so then I just had to flip a switch and... So I think it was likely that when you were here
last... That's probably what it was. Yeah, you were probably just being really stingy with your fire. Because,
I mean, lighting the pilot light, you're like, click, click.
Because when I was visiting your house, I was sitting in the chair closest to the fireplace. And I was just like, I was basically trying to mentally pretend like there was actual heat coming from the fireplace.
Oh, you were here in August.
Yes, I still wear that Arkansas hoodie that I bought.
Oh, well, Daniel, it was 95 degrees outside. It was not cold. You were here in August. Yeah, that's why we didn't turn the fireplace on.
But it was freezing in your house. I bought that hoodie for being in your house.
Now, I thought you were talking about one of the times you came in December. You're talking about August.
No. Yes, I was. When we were there in December, the first year we ever visited you in December, you were really weird about the fireplace. And so that's why we didn't even ask the next couple of years. But
when you were here in August, we had the air conditioning on. We're not going to run the air conditioning and have the fire going at the same time.
So Tim in Alaska says you can install a fan with thermostat in the area underneath. Yeah, that's where the screen goes. Like the bottom part of the screen is actually just an array of fans that will blow the hot air.
Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't have that. I don't know
why. But you buy that aftermarket.
I think they chinched out on the fireplace for some reason in this house. It's not the fireplace. There's nothing wrong with the fireplace.
It's just the grate. Just get a different grate.
Well, I want a nicer looking one.
But you don't need to replace the fireplace. The fireplace is Chloe in.
The enclosure is built into the wall, but you can pull out the fireplace and just pop in a new one. Okay. It's just a metal box. Hello.
Ian has come up here to say hello. Hello, Ian. Ian is such a good boy. I haven't decided whether he's autistic or OCD, but he has like little quirks. You know how like people have tics?
Now we're giving cats autism.
So, all right, I'll give an example. When it's time for them to eat.
Was he vaccinated?
Yes. When it's time for them to eat.
Well, there you go.
When it's time for them to eat. You've been to our house, so you know that there's kind of a loop that you can make from the kitchen through the dining room and back through the main room. Like you could walk all the way around
the
kitchen.
That's where you get your steps.
Yeah. And I feed the cats near the guest bedroom in my office, which is right off the kitchen in the hallway. So I will get their bowls out and Ian, and they'll both be over next to their food mat meowing. But as soon as the bowls come out, Ian will run and do a loop around the kitchen. Like he has to go all the way and he'll stop and the dining room and make sure that you're actually getting a can out of the pantry. And then he'll continue on his loop and then he'll meow for a little bit more. And then he does a second loop where he runs the whole loop and he does it every single meal. Every single meal he has to do two loops. And make sure somebody has to check the locks before they leave the house.
If he's
OCD or he's autistic or whatever, but he definitely focuses in on
Sydney has a weird thing now. She either had a stroke, she's going deaf, or she has dementia, or a couple of those things at the same time. This is the weirdest thing. First of all, she doesn't hear us as well as she used to. We have to talk louder when we're calling her and stuff like that because she doesn't hear. Although sometimes she does and sometimes it's weird. Like she will hear something that I don't think she's going to hear and then I'll yell and she won't hear. Like that's a weird thing. It's like, what is the selective deafness that you have? But anyway, the second thing is she does not know where the sound is coming from. Like, we will yell at her and she'll look the opposite direction of where we were yelling from. I'm like, what? Wait, that's not deaf. That's like
that.
I don't know what that is.
That can be deaf in one ear and she's hearing the reflection of the sound coming from the opposite ear. And so she looks that way.
I mean, I guess it could be. Yeah. And then sometimes she will go all around the house looking for us.
Yeah.
And like, I'm like, I'm right here. Like sometimes, so I don't know. She's old. She has things happening and they can't tell you what's happening to them. So
that's true.
Who knows?
Yeah. These cats are not old. These cats are young.
You have a good 20 years. By the time they're dead.
Yeah. I'll be in my 70s.
I mean, you could be dead by then, but
I'm not gonna be dead in my 70s.
I mean, you won't be, but you could.
Both of my parents lived into their 90s.
I mean, Archer died. How old is he? 59?
Three of my grandparents lived into their 90s. So I get to add a whole thing. We went to, I think I talked about this on the Christmas show. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. I don't remember. But we went to the Magic Kingdom during Christmas in Zach's Pass because we were able to. Did I tell you that?
You go to Disney so much. I think you did, but I don't know. Tell me again, because I have a bad memory anyway, so I won't remember what you
actually
said.
Actually, no, it wasn't even that. We were at Animal Kingdom. We took a coworker of mine who's
Darwin and Rodan.
No, a coworker of mine who I play D&D with, and her husband. They have a new kid, and he's just 2 years old. Just recently, 2 years old. And they were going to go get pictures made with Santa at like Disney Springs. And I was like, oh, well, we can get you into Animal Kingdom. He's at Animal Kingdom. We can go there and we'll just, you know, Zach can get you in and then you can just do Animal Kingdom. And so we had done it. Anyway, we were in Pandora and you know how we had that conversation last week about maintaining illusion, you know, with the voice of Mickey Mouse and then
yes.
stuff like that.
Yes.
So we're in Pandora and we were going to get our photo made at one of the photo pass places near the waterfalls, which I'm sure we have a picture with you there as well. But we were going to get a picture made there. And the group in front of us, the lady was looking up at the floating mountains. She asked the photo pass guy, she's just like, How are those staying up there? And he went, the cast member said, without missing a beat, he goes, well, if you've seen our historical historical documentaries, you'll know that there's a substance here on Pandora called unobtainium, which is lighter than air, and these mountains are actually filled with unobtainium. And that's why they're called the Flying Mountains. And she's like, "Oh, I've never seen that documentary." He's like, "Yeah, it's on you know, it's on your TV. You can see the documentary of." He was talking about the movie Avatar, right? So it's like, yeah. But he was staying in character. So then when we got up, of course, I had to ask him. I was just like, "Hey, if I remember correctly from the historical documentary. Why can't I say that?
That's what you want to say.
That's why I want to say documentary. And I keep trying to say something. Anyway, I said, hey, if I remember correctly from the historical documentary, you can't breathe on Pandora. Like you have to have a mat. I mean, like there's not oxygen here to breathe and stuff. And he was like, oh yeah, when you came in, there's a big plant there that was shooting spores out into the atmosphere. Those allow you to breathe here on Pandora.
Oh,
he wasn't making fun of a guest. He basically was giving an in-universe answer to the question of why are those, what keeps those mountains floating?
What was it I was saying? We went.
I gave him a cast compliment. So.
Oh yeah. Meow Wolf in Colorado, that art installation that we went to is basically like the theming at Disney, but without a ride at the end. It's just like if you just went through theming for like six different rides. Mm-hmm. That's Meow Wolf.
I wonder if there's like lightning lanes there, like at the Meow Wolf thing, or can you get the express line so that you can walk through the theming faster than
maybe? I don't know. It wasn't busy the evening we were there, but maybe they do. They have these stupid, unrelated really to Disney at all, but they have these monitors all over the place and you can pay extra to get these NFC enabled things, and you do it and you tap it and they play these stupid ass videos that you're supposed to, oh, the memories of our whatever are stored at each of the exhibits and then you have to go to each one and it's
hi Barley is standing on the mixer and pressing buttons.
He wants to help.
He just jumped down. Okay, yeah. He did something to your channel. What did he do?
What am I? Do I sound weird?
No, you sound fine. He didn't step on the recording button, so we're good. I think Zach just
got home. Do I sound weird?
Well, now you do. I think Zach just got home, so I think that's...
What did he do?
No, Zach didn't. Oh, yeah, Zach did get home because I see the garage door stuff. Oh, there's Zach right there. Look, that's Zach right there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Zach Efron on the main stage.
It's Zach.
Hello.
There you go.
I'm turning. Oh.
Yeah, that's no. That's
it. Nope. Hi. There we go. Tell him I think he's a great bus driver.
Adam says you're a great bus driver.
Adam's never ridden my bus. He needs to not assume.
Yes, but he takes the word of an actual expert, which would be the trainer that told you that, because he is like a paid expert. Like, he would be a perfect subject matter expert.
I mean, I hear he's at least a 9.7865
over some random dude. Are you still upset about it? Blue sky.
Blue sky.
So I feel like the thing that sucks about, or the thing that to me was the downfall of Facebook and Twitter and now X and Threads and stuff, is that they downrank you leaving their sites, right? So if you think about the early fun days of Twitter, people were constantly posting links to articles and commenting off them, or links to a video, or, you know, there's just, you know, that was part of the conversation, right? Hey, look at this crazy video that I saw, or look at this crazy thing that I saw, and or this crazy article, and then people would reply to it. But of course, that means that you're going to click on a thing to go away from their site, right? And their money-making model, or their, is that you need to stay on Twitter so that you can see ads, right? You need to stay on Thread so that you can see ads. You need to stay so you can't, if you leave, you're not going to see their ads. So they just started downranking those things and made it all just kind of like, that's why you don't get the chronological feed. That's why you get the algorithm driven feeds and stuff like that. It's all designed to basically just keep you from leaving Twitter or Facebook or whatever, any of these commercial things. Yeah. So my hope is with Blue Sky, because they are set up as a not for profit. My hope is, because they're talking about charging, rolling out, paid accounts. But their paid accounts would be kind of like the Discord paid accounts, where it's just window dressing. You just get to add, you know, some flair to your posts, or, you know, whatever. But it's solely just like, oh, I want to support you, and, you know, $8 a month. Sure, I'll get these extra. Like, I can upload a slightly larger video, you know. Yeah. As a paid subscriber. It's like, I feel like that's the best business model, because then it's you know, it doesn't matter whether you're there or not, or whatever, you're getting your $8 and stuff. And so I'm hoping that Blue Sky is able to do this and not fall into the whole advertising trap. Because as soon as the advertisers arrive, then it's back to the whole silo thing of, oh, we can't. And that's why I went with microblog instead of just like solely doing a single platform. It's like enough already. I'm tired of like losing all this content all the time from these things that just get shitty over time.
Yeah.
Remember, Adam, this podcast is exactly the same as the podcast that we started. How long ago was it? 10 years ago? 15 years? No, this podcast.
This podcast probably 10 years ago. Well, not this podcast.
Dubious Intent. When did you and I start doing
Dubious Intent? I don't think I have dates.
Like episode number one, Dubious Intent episode number, plused by a Muppet or something like that. No, that was DI Plus. We did Dubious Intent before DI Plus.
Oh, that's right. I was on Dubious and I don't know. I don't have those. I think it was the same show and we just at some point renamed it.
We did. We renamed it.
So it didn't change feeds or anything. It was always the... Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't. There's still a Facebook page for Dubious Intent. But yeah, I think we've been doing Dubious Intent for probably since 2010. So I think it's like 15 years.
I was gonna
maybe 2011. So it's 14 years. Because I know that.
Oh, here it is. It was 2011.
Okay.
July 15th of 2011.
So that's 14 years. We're on our 14th year.
Yeah. July 15th of this year will be the start of year 15, right?
Correct. We will celebrate 14 years in July and work towards our 15th anniversary. I listened to an old show by accident and I didn't really catch it, although some in-show references confused me. Yeah. Nope. This is the exact same show that we've been doing for the last 11 years.
What? I don't get it. I listened to an old show by accident and didn't really catch it, although some... Oh, okay. She listened to like a DI Plus or something.
Yes, yes.
And didn't... Okay.
Let's see. Anyway, that was it. That was my whole blue sky topic, Adam.
Well, there you go. Advertising doesn't bother me as bad as it bothers you. Sometimes I will. And Mark also doesn't he hates ads on TV.
Yeah, that's the primary place.
And wants to. And I will just sit there and just kind of zone out if an ad plays and don't even. It doesn't bother me. If there's an ad that plays, he's like, why are we getting an ad, you know, or whatever. And it doesn't really, I don't care.
Are you watching?
Especially if I'm seeing different ones.
Are you watching Beast Games? What the fuck was that? It's like a Yoda thing. Watching this show, I am. Yes.
Beast? Is it new? Oh, Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
No.
It's on Amazon
Prime. No, we are not. We are not. Are you?
Yeah, actually, I've been watching.
I hadn't even been keeping up with it. I didn't even know if it had started, if it was finished.
Yeah, it started. I think there's been four episodes. I think the fifth episode just dropped Thursday, so yesterday. But yeah, there was 1,000 contestants and they wheedled it down to 500. And then those 500 went on to a multi-day, you know, like they put them up in houses and stuff. And then they eliminate huge swaths of them with every competition and stuff. And it's like,
is it like a Squid Game? Is it a similar?
Yeah,
to Squid
it
Game
probably or? Is. I've not seen Squid Game, but yeah, I think it probably is. And it's like, you know, and the competitions are kind of, they're the same thing that he does on his channel, right? The competitions are, you know, the same kind of contest and stuff. But it's just a bunch of bribing, a bunch of money, and, you know, it's all Mr. Beast stuff. Right? It's like the prize is $5 million. So one person's going to win $5 million. Just the stuff that the sets that they built and these game setups that they built for that many people is quite impressive to look at. And so I'm just kind of, I don't know, mindlessly kind of roped into it, I guess. Just the spectacle of it.
Kathy's saying there are new ads on podcasts that start in mid-sentence. Okay, I don't care for ads that start mid-sentence, but it only happens on podcasts like ours where... You just say, oh, yeah, you just put it in wherever you want.
But we didn't do that.
It goes.
Maybe old episodes.
A few times you must have because yeah. there was a complaint or something.
Because I was going and finding blank spaces and adding it. You know.
You would be like, we'll be right back. I remember when you used to go, we'll be back.
Yep.
And then it would be right before the contact segment, I think.
Yep.
And then...
But yeah, I have noticed on other podcasts where they do the automatic insertion stuff. And now there's a good use for AI to figure that shit out. Like I would love an AI to take a podcast, identify what parts of it are the commercials, and then just give me the parts without the commercials. I would love it if an AI would do that.
This is what they need to, we need to play.
After these messages, we'll be right back. We did play that a few times.
Yeah.
But I think that would be a great use for it. You know, another great use for AI would be traffic lights. Like, there are so many times.
So they can go, oh, there's no cars. There are no cars waiting. Right. Exactly. I'll just go ahead and.
Exactly. Like, there's no cars over here, and there's a line of cars over there, and I'm just sitting here keeping them.
It's 1 a.m., and Adam is driving to Whataburger, and he's the only one on the road. Yeah.
You know what I want? Yeah. You know what I really, really want? I'll tell you what I want.
Well, it's Saturday now, so you
I
can
know,
have.
It is cheat day. I'll tell you what I want.
You have whatever you want.
Tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Daniel, tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I want a peanut butter fig jam and blue cheese sandwich. That's what I want.
Oh, well, that's no fun because that's basically keto.
No, the fig jam is
not. Oh, yeah, the fig jam.
Okay. I do have a sugar-free strawberry jam that's only like 3 carbs per teaspoon. I use it to mix into cottage cheese because just straight cottage cheese, I feel like needs a little sweetness to it or something to it. Like balsamic vinegar is another good thing to put in cottage cheese because it kind of gives it a flavor. I think our friend that does a podcast in South Dakota, puts like salt and pepper in her cottage cheese.
I think she does. Yeah. She started saying our names. We can say Kathy Bacon. Just don't say it 3 times in a row.
What happens then? Ketchup? Sugar water? Like, oh, so Kathy Marshall says ketchup is the traditional add in the cottage cheese. Ketchup to me is just sugar water. It's just.
That is such a keto dieter thing to say.
No, but ketchup is just so sweet. It's like, it's sickeningly sweet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like tomato paste.
I love it. I could drink ketchup.
It's just sugar, though.
I won't. Actually, ketchup mixed with ranch is fantastic. You just dip a fry in ketchup, then dip it in some ranch. Mm.
I wonder if, no, ketchup is not the reason they eat French fries. French fries should be dipped in mayonnaise. That is the correct answer. Mayonnaise.
There are a lot of things I will dip French fries in. I'm not opposed to mayonnaise.
Nope. Mayonnaise. Ketchup.
Look, it's mayonnaise. I live in Arkansas. I even heard some people on TV and in movies say mayonnaise. This is a thing that people say. It is, if you talk to a linguist, it is just one of those people. Some people say mayonnaise. How many people say, I would like to have some mayonnaise, please?
I'll tell you who.
People either say mayo or they say mayonnaise. They do
very,
not say.
Very, very cunning linguists.
They don't go. They don't say, excuse me, waiter, excuse me, waiter, could you put some mayonnaise on my burger? Like, nobody does that.
Well, I wouldn't want them to put it on my burger. I just want them to bring it to me. I would never want them to touch my burger and, like, put stuff on for me. I'm not a child. I don't need them to, like, cut it for me or anything yet. Although maybe when I'm 70, I'll have to have, come over here, Sonny, can you cut my burger for me?
I kind of like it when burgers come out or sandwiches come out cut in half.
I like it in triangles.
Because they're so big.
You do it in triangles? You know,
and then, because Mark and I, here lately, we are so old. We are such an old couple. But here lately, and this used to bother me so bad when couples would do this. We will half eat, we'll order something different and half it and we'll swap. So like let's say I'll get the steak and he'll get the chicken and I'll cut my steak in half. He'll cut his chicken in half and he'll give me half of his steak. I'll give him half of my chicken and we'll do the same thing with it. It's gross. We are there.
My brother and sister-in-law for years were always wearing the same shirts. Like they were like dressed matchy. And It was all my brother. It's like I would ask my sister-in-law, like, what did you? She's like, I don't know. He whatever I put on, he puts on the same thing. It's just like, but yeah, they did that for a long time.
She's I've tried bringing a different shirt with me when, and you know, changing in the bathroom. Also has a spare shirt with him magically.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Adam.
That's a weird. Did you ever ask him? Did you say, why do you want to dress like my sister?
I'm sure I asked him.
I just think it's cute. We're married.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Because we're together. Adam, I think it's
Daniel,
time.
Does your uncle text message you the kissy face emoji ever?
No. I don't even know if I have a living uncle.
Well, at some point you had an uncle that was alive.
Oh yeah, no. No, my mom didn't have a brother, so my dad did. I had Uncle Bill, but he died a long time ago. So I only had one uncle. So
I have a lot of uncles.
I only had one uncle. I have many great uncles.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know, like 11, 12, 13 uncles. If you count, you know, by marriage as well. Because my mom has 6 brothers and sisters. My dad has 2 brothers and 2 sisters. And my stepdad has 2 brothers.
No, my dad had a brother and my mom had a sister. So I have 1 aunt. Well, I had 2 uncles because my aunt was married. So I had 2 uncles and 2 aunts, basically. When did creepy uncle join the family?
Oh, he's been around forever. I was maybe 14 or 15 when they got married.
He wrote the very first text.
So 30 years.
30 years. I mean, it's long enough that we did our first giveaway ever at a Pride 48 event was lip blob.
Oh, yeah.
Lip balm. Creepy uncle.
I still have balm. That. I still have a bag of that.
Our friend Kathy, who does a podcast in South Dakota, was obsessed with that.
Oh, yeah. I should ask her if she wants. I mean, I literally have, and it doesn't go bad, right? It's just wax.
I don't know. I don't know what's in it. It was a watermelon flavor. What is the watermelon flavoring? That's not just wax.
I mean, it's just some chemical.
it's fine.
It's a chemical anyway.
It's just some chemical.
If it's in my attic, it's all melted and poured out anyway, because it gets 150 degrees in there in the summer. So,
anyway, Adam, I'm going to go.
Okay.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Gonna go have me
goodbye chat room.
Peanut butter and fig jam and
enjoy that sandwich.
Thanks chat room. Thank you level 13. We'll be back next week.
I'll be here.